Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Chatting here today, I'm Brandon Peoples with USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board Member Katrina Lewison here. Manhattan Ogden School Board meeting tonight, 6:30. The Robinson Education, I don't know if I'm saying that right. Robinson.
You are.
Robinson Education Center.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Making sure here. I couldn't find my notes. In addition to that, here we are this week starting the new legislative session here, and education funding is going to be a big thing. I'm just curious to get your thoughts on what you foresee maybe coming here this session. Are we going to get this resolved, do you think?
I hope so.
I'm confident as well. I think our new governor is setting the tone. That was something that she talked about throughout the campaign, that education is a priority for her and should be a priority for the state. So I look forward to seeing her continue to work with the legislature. And I also think that we've got a lot of legislators that don't want to go back to the drawing board. They're confident that they've got the school funding formula figured out and they're on the right track. So I'm confident that we're going to have good progress.
Yeah, it just seems everything I've seen from the courts, it looks like an adjustment to the basically an inflation multiplier added to the formula that'll continue to grow as the economy grows. So I think that's the only thing short of them having a constitutional thing. So reasonably close, and I understand that that's money, but it looks like projections I've seen as far as revenue looks like it's well within those revenue projections.
Is there anything else beyond education funding this session that you guys will be advocating for here to legislators?
That's a good question, Brandon. I think we always need to keep issues in mind as mental health services. Mm-hmm. I think that's important. That's been important to our board.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that, once again, if we look at our state legislators, they're talking about that. Of course, it all comes down to funding. So I think that it's important that we start with just getting our education funding formula figured out, and then we'll go from there. Of course, we have to work hand in hand with commerce, make sure that we've got money to pay for these things within our state. And but we can look and see that there's a lot of good leadership and some new leadership, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in this legislative session.
All right. And it's definitely going to be interesting to see. You know, we have a Democratic governor, a Republican-dominated legislature there. A little balance of powers here. Hopefully they get some compromise, more than what's going on at the national level, hopefully. As far as tonight's meeting here, we talked a little bit about the bond issue stuff, and that's really going to be the bulk of the decision-making here tonight. Anything more to that here?
Well, we've got some announcements.
Okay.
So a few reminders. The 34th annual Mr. MHS is on Thursday, January 17th at 7 p.m. at Rizak Auditorium, and that's at the MHS West Campus. The tickets are $5, and they're available at the door. And if you haven't been to that, it is certainly a fun event that our students and a number of community members really enjoy doing. So it's lighthearted, fun, Mr. MHS. Second announcement is that there will be no school for all USD 383, and all USD 383 offices will be closed on Monday, January 21st. And this is for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That's very important. And if you haven't checked it out, there are many community events happening for MLK Day. So you can visit 383.org for the list of activities. I hauled my girls along to a number of those events last year, plan to do the same this year. And it's very inspiring to hear speakers and see the community get involved for those things. Last reminder is Kansas Department of Health and Environment Regulation, KAR 2116, recommends that all students with a confirmed case of the flu stay home for 7 days from the onset of symptoms. In addition to the recommended 7-day guideline, 383 policy states that students may not return to school until they are fever-free for 24 hours without fever-reducing medication. And I think that that's really important. I know that that's tough for parents. I have 3 kids, and when one gets sick, my husband and I just say, all right, who's staying home?
There they go.
That's important so that we can keep our school safe. It's close quarters there.
Yeah, no doubt. And we had some issue with that right at the start of the semester here in our house. And boy, that's tough. Have you had a lot of sick kids? Has that been an issue here district-wide?
It's always an issue. I think we've had pockets of it. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you know, they're cramped quarters. It's a lot of germs in a small space. I think our teacher is much more aware, so a lot more hand washing, a lot more sanitizing. I think we do much better with that the last few years than we did when I was growing up, that's for sure.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I did get an email yesterday, too. I was hoping maybe we could preview these here a little bit. There's intergovernmental luncheons scheduled here for the district. First one, as I understand, is coming up January 28th.
That's yes. Right. So in the intergovernmental lunches, that's a great opportunity for regional cooperation and communication. So we have representatives from the county, the city, state, and sometimes we'll even get a federal representative from Senator Moran's office to attend. Yep. And we talk about issues that are important to this community or region within the school districts.
Yeah. We get Fort Riley, we get K-State,
that's right.
We get the Flint Hills Regional Economic Development Chamber. So basically it's all the governmental entities or the work with the governmental entities together to get us on the same page. And me coming into Manhattan 4 years ago, I was like, what is this for? And, man, it's so much easier when everybody can sit in the same room and talk about what's going on.
I think when community members think, why aren't our leaders doing anything? This is a great example of our leaders are communicating and taking the steps to come together to talk about important topics.
And are these open? Can public attend to these? Or?
I believe so.
Okay.
So, I believe so. Well, we usually have media there. Some
yeah.
Usually K-Man's there.
Right.
You get us to sit off to the side and listen.
Yep.
So.
Well, we'll be there. I know that. The Holiday Inn campus, Landon Room, 1641 Anderson Avenue is where that's taking place on January 28th at noon.
Those happen every month.
Uh-huh. Fourth Monday of the month, it looks like. So no meetings in May or December, though. I'll just keep that in mind. But those will be starting up here real soon. What else do we have coming up here tonight? Anything else you want to highlight here? Or maybe look ahead to next month, possibly?
Oh, gosh, next month. I'm barely making it through tonight.
Yeah,
so.
I think that I've had quite a few questions and comments around the community. Now that we've passed the bond issue, mm-hmm. Now what? What does that mean? And I've been pleasantly surprised that, wow, we passed that in November. We are already well on our way with architects, the construction manager, and there are solid plans being put into place. Once we get these hired, the planning process starts, and I think the community is going to be very surprised at how quickly things will move.
Yes, and I will say we took a comment from one of our partners we work with that you guys are flying, and I say, well, we're flying with quality. We want to make sure we do this right for the community because you only do get one shot. And that's something, you know, one of the vendors pointed out in their interviews this week is, you know, we get one shot at this to do it right. And we're going to be recognized for that and what we do for students going forward. So we're going to make sure it's the very best we can possibly do it. So I would advise everybody keep your ear to the grindstone on when we're asking for input and when we want those things and be talking, be paying attention to timelines and when we want that input, be ready with it. And because we want to listen, we want to engage the public, and so do our team. So we're
a key takeaway from listening to the architects is that all of them are intent on community feedback, student feedback, teacher, faculty, administration feedback. Because as Eric said, we want to get that right. Some of them even provided some examples where they had asked students, what do you see in a school? Because when we have the actual people that are using these facilities giving feedback, that's how we're going to get to a great endpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's probably little things in there that you don't think about, like the carpet being blue or red, you know what would
oh,
you
it'll be
like
blue.
To see?
No, I don't know. No.
Just the little stuff like that.
Yep.
So, those meetings will probably be periodically here throughout the year.
They will be posted. I'm sure we will get the word out because we value community input.
Yeah, and the things with that is those take time, but it's time well spent. You know, I am very, very confident that everything won't even go according to my plan. It already hasn't gone according to my plan, what I had mentally, but I think it'll be better than what I had. I'm only limited by my own mind, and we've got so many people that can expand what I think with what they think, with what our people can come up with. So we want to value that time and take it, that we're not just going through this process to check a box to say, yep, we got our community input, but we knew what we were doing the entire time. So we want to do that, and that's important to making the project what it needs to be.
And I think in addition to these meetings as we progress in the bond project, the school board members, we've made a commitment that we want to continue to make ourselves more available and accessible to community members. We had a meeting last week.
Community Coffee.
At Community Coffee, and that was in Ogden. So the first meeting was in Ogden, and two of our board members came. We had community members come. And that's an opportunity for folks in our community and our district to sit down and have an informal conversation with board members, give us feedback. And so we'll make sure that we get the word out on when the next one is going to take place and location. We think it's great to have that opportunity to talk to folks.
I'm proud of my board for doing that because, you know, like Katrina came in last minute. She's very busy, and all our board members are busy with their work. They're community-minded. They do a lot of things, and they want to take an extra step in a very busy time when we're going to have a lot of extra meetings, but they still want to take an extra step on a Saturday morning at 8, 9 o'clock to go visit with people. That, to me, that's important. That's why one of the reasons I love my board. And it's School Board Appreciation Month, by the way, if you guys don't know that.
Yeah, I did hear that. So, yeah, well, we appreciate all the hard work you guys put in here, and I know that this is tough task getting this all put together here, but we'll look forward to hearing the results of what happens tonight in the school board meeting, 6:30 at the Robinson Education Center here for USD 383. Eric Reed, Katrina Lewison, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks a bunch.
We'll continue in focus next here on News Radio KMAN. We'll be talking Manhattan Christian College when we return.